Hey guys, what it do? How are you? Thank you guys for tuning in today. Laces Out Finkel Show. It's Tuesday, October 30th, one day before Halloween. Guys, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have my headphones. Have my headphones. I don't have my headphones on today. I'm sure you guys have seen. I've posted on Facebook. My neck is jacked. I mean, we are not in a good place right now, guys. I can't really pick my head up straight. It's gonna be fine. I'm gonna foam roll the piss out of it. I've got a cardboard hard as a rock roller, so I'm gonna try and get myself back to being healthy. So we'll stay tuned with that, and hopefully I feel better tomorrow. But thanks for tuning in, listen in, love it. This is your boy. Your beer league rookie free agent of the 2018 season, Mr. Fink, laces out Finkel. Let's just jump right into the sports pond. First foremost, I want to update you guys. There is a contest going on. Free Mavericks and or Stars ticket giveaway. I mean, the only thing is you have to go with me to the game, so I don't see why you wouldn't want to win that. The question that I posed to everybody was, what was the name of the team that I played baseball on first? The first team name ever. And this is back, when kids don't really care. You're looking at butterflies in the outfield, kicking ant piles, the stuff that we did when we were little chitlins. So, what was the name of the first baseball team I ever played on? And the hint that I gave yesterday, that I'll give again today, because I am a so gracious, was it is not the name of a professional baseball team. A lot of kids these days play for, the Dodgers, and they lose in the World Series of kids baseball, or the Red Sox, and then you got a cocky kid walking around second grade pretending to have a Boston accent.
I know how to play baseball. Wear my khakis and my khakis.
So send your guesses in. Shoot them, direct message me at Laces Out Finkel. Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook, Jeffrey Kaler Fink. A lot of you guys don't know my middle name is Kaler. My mom doesn't like it, but that's her fault for naming me Kaler as my middle name and not my first name. Cuckoo ca-choo. Don't get mad at me. That was the decision you made. Really busy day yesterday in sports. Monday Night Football. This cracks me up. Dildo Gate 2018. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dildo Gate. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Bills Mafia. They're psychotic. They're insane in the membrane. Bunch of animals up there in Buffalo, which is a shame because their team is garbage. Poo-poo. Caca. Anywho, somebody threw a dildo on the field at Monday Night Football, and it's almost as if they have to plan for it now. Because somebody threw a dildo and it just came on the field real quick. Without missing a beat, the referees, the NFL referees who are under scrutiny weekly for clean hits on the quarterback and calling all these roughing the passer penalties, they act quick. And I mean quick. Shout out to all the NFL referees. This man, whoever he was, not Ed Hockley's, he's my favorite NFL referee. Shout out to all NFL referees. Ed Hockley's with those guns. NFL referees who wear a child's small t-shirt every time they go out there in their Foot Locker uniforms with their jacked muscles. They shouldn't be playing, or they shouldn't be calling the games. They should be playing the games. But last night, one of the referees, big old dildo, jumped onto the field and he was quick to act. He kicked that dick. He kicked that dick right off the field. And then the security for the field, it's almost as if they like planned this out because this guy had like a lime green hand rag. And he went and he scooped that dick up. He scooped it up quick. And it was just, I mean, kudos. Big shout out to all those guys, like I said. Way to react quick to the dildo scandal. But it was just fantastic. It was fun to watch. Patriots won. I don't even remember the score because I was too busy focusing on my fantasy football, which I won both leagues. Oh, got a crick in the neck, guys. Got a crick in the neck. I'm just going to let you know, if you hear me straining my voice a little bit, that's because my neck just spazzed up and I can't quite move it. But guess what? That's the nature of the beast when you're a podcast extraordinaire and you can't really move your neck. I know. It hurts. Hurts. I just want to clarify one thing. I don't hate Jason Witten, the person. I don't hate Jason Witten, the athlete. I think he's one of the most sure-handed tight ends of all time. Wasn't big on breaking tackles. He broke one tackle against the Philadelphia Eagles where his helmet came off, and then everyone took the pictures. And they were like, he's the greatest of all time, which is fine. I don't doubt that. But him as a commentator on Monday Night Football? Awful. Foot in mouth. If you look up foot in mouth in the dictionary, you won't find it because foot and mouth are two separate words. But you know what you will see if it was a word, a foot and mouth, just one huge word? You'd find Jason Witten. That guy, one thing he's really good at is growing his hair back. Him and LeBron James have been on the same hair diet. Because it's almost as if, like, it just reappeared. And it was, I don't know, it baffles me. Regardless of his hair situation, his hair looks fantastic. But, I mean, get out. Your commentary is garbage. I will say this much. I dislike Tony Romo, the football player. I dislike Tony Romo, the commentator. But at least Tony Romo goes out there and damn near predicts plays. The dude calls a good game. His just constant groaning and screaming on the microphone is the only obnoxious part of Tony Romo. He gets so excited! Football! But man, Jason Witten. Awful. Not to mention, they've got Booger, who said, that man is a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end, which may be the quote of the year. The NFL made a huge mistake, or ESPN made a huge mistake, by having Booger McFarlane be your sideline chair sitter. This dude sits in a chair the entire game and just blocks people's point of view. But I will say, kudos to ESPN, because they were doing something really stupid and they fixed it. Booger Vision is gone. Booger Vision is gone. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Booger Vision was this brilliant idea that the idiots at ESPN thought would go over so well. Say you're at an NFL Monday Night Football game and you've spent easily between $500 and $1,000 to be, I don't know, three or four rows from the field. You've waited for this experience your entire life if you hadn't gone before. You've opened up the pocketbook and you've paid at least $1,000. And this jackass just starts to roll in front of you in what could be described as the chair from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where the little brain sits inside this robot and just starts to kind of come right in front of you, excuse me. And then promptly sits themselves in front of you where your point of view is now obscured. But you can see the game. You can see the game if you'd like. Because they have a live broadcast of ESPN Monday Night Football right in front of Booger. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This guy literally has a TV on his back. This chair back is an HD TV. And he blocks your view. So, I noticed last night as I'm watching Monday Night Football, they got rid of it, guys. The TV is gone. But Booger is still there. They replaced the TV with a clear plastic windowpane type device. I just can't believe that, somebody thought this was a good idea to have this guy who just so happens to be named Booger. Booger. One more time. Booger. So Booger sits in front of you, blocks your view, but that's hopefully, I hope this is the last time that I hope they don't do this next season. I think it's ridiculous. It's almost as ridiculous as having a stand-up comedian be your Monday Night Football commentator. Can't remember the guy's name, but I'm sure you guys know exactly what I'm talking. Dennis something or another. That guy. That was a joke. Dennis Miller? I don't know. It was a mistake. It's all a mistake. This whole Booger seat's a mistake. But I'm taking too long talking about Booger. But kudos to ESPN for changing the TV to a clear plastic. Guys, I want to clear something up too. The NFL's soft. SAWFT soft. With these roughing the passer hits. I could go on for an entire episode just talking about that. Because it's like you hit the guy.
You're out!
And you're done. Flag. It's an embarrassment to the game of football. I get it that you're looking at player safety. That's completely understandable. But, I mean, just every time to call a penalty? Oof. That's the wrong whistle. Wasn't really looking for that. But yeah, which brings me to, I want to share with you guys a story about a time that I roughed a passer in the form of a snowman. As you may know, I am from Dallas, Texas, born in Texarkana, shifted to the mean streets of Garland when I was a young boy. And here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we don't necessarily get a lot of snow. But this one year, we did. And so we built a snowman. And it was a pretty tall snowman. 3.5, 4.5 feet in height. It's about a foot in diameter. It was a big snowman. Big old Texas snowman. And it hurt. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, it hurt. My buddy Brian Carter, BC, as some of you may know him, reminded me of this story the other day. A downset hut situation happened where I was given a football and, you know, there may have been a little bit of alcohol involved. But man, I tried to tackle this snowman, guys. The only problem is the snow had frozen to ice and I broke myself. I remember it like it was yesterday. Just a huge animal coming in hot on this snowman, only to realize that my plans were going to be foiled by this giant ice sculpture. And it hurt. But the crowd loved it. Yeah, they did. But the reason I say that is because it almost seems as if they think that these quarterbacks are just made of snow. So they're just going to poof and die if they get hit by a defensive player. You know the risk. I almost went full Christopher Walken. You know the risk when you play football. You're going to get hit. It's part of the game. Or else we'd be playing two-touch tickleball. That's not my best work, but it's not my worst. All I'm saying is the NFL's got to fix this rule. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. It's not going to get fixed. Who am I? I'm just some guy, some podcast kid out here trying to make it day by day. If you guys have made it this far, little teaser alert. I think I have a brilliant idea for an app. And I want you guys to be a part of it with me. But before we get into that, the Dallas Mavericks played the San Antonio Spurs last night. The San Antonio Spurs. They lost. They lost in overtime. I didn't get to watch most of the game because I was watching Monday Night Football. But from what I did watch, guys, Luka Doncic is the real deal.
Hashtag Luka Nation.
He's the real deal. He's out there wheeling and dealing, high-fiving and diming, jet flying, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun.
Woo!
Listen to this stat line. 31 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal. That is a game, folks. That is a game. This kid is awesome. And the best part is, I think he's only going to get better because he's got Dirk coming back. And Dirk is probably in his ear right now, but he's in his ear from the bench. Just imagine when they play side by side. Got DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr. You know, he's had a bit of an up and down season. He's been putting up some points recently, but he's been, you know, it's early, so he's had a bit of an up and down season. But this team, I keep saying it, and I'm going to say it again, time and time again. This team is fun to watch. This team is fun to watch, guys. So when you when I announce the winner, which I think I'm going to announce Friday, when I announce the winner, I wouldn't be surprised if you pick the Mavericks game over the Stars game, to be completely honest with you guys. So, yeah, the winner's going to be announced Friday. I don't know if I said that at the beginning of the episode, but poop, poop, ka-choo. Let's just keep rolling and let's wheeling and dealing. Let's keep going. Anyway, the Mavericks lost. Ryan update. 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 blocks, 0 steals, 0 minutes played. They did not even let the man step on the court. And that is your Ryan Brokhoff update. I want to spend a little bit of time on my app idea. So, okay. That was a mistake. I apologize. I got happy feet, I got happier fingers, and I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. This idea that I have, I'm sure as most of you that listen to this have tried it before, some form of it, online dating apps. I know some of you aren't fans of it. Haven't had a lot of luck. And that's fine. That's fair. Had some bad dates. Trying to flush those away. And they're still flushing away. Longest flush in the history of flush. Hiss. But I'm thinking we can make something of this, guys. I need my entrepreneurial friends. Or my rich friends. I think I have like one of them. Maybe two. I don't even know what you consider rich anymore. I'm rich in happiness, but I'm not rich in feeling pain-free because my neck is on fire right now. But I want to say, I think I have a good idea. Let's make a Tinder for bandwagons or sports franchises. So you open up the app, which brings you to a Tinder-type service where you can swipe left or right, and based on the questions that you've answered, it'll let you know if the team is right for you. Maybe you're down and out and you're single. Ow, that neck flared up, boys and girls. Ah, man, it sucks getting old and moving things when they aren't supposed to be moved. But you have a Tinder-type situation where the logo pops up on their profile, and then you swipe up and you see their star player, you see their owner, you see their stadium, you see where they're from. And based on a couple of questions that you've answered, if you swipe right, hey, you match. This is a good match. Hey, don't really care about sports that much. Just looking for a team to root for. Swipe right. Boom. Cowboys. You want to get your hopes up every season? You want to feel like you have a shot? Like your team's going to mean something, but every season you're just disappointed? Swipe right. Boom. Cleveland Browns. Or, hey, do you want to get all the way to the top? You want to get all the way to the top? The pinnacle of your sport? You want to get so close you can taste it.
get a little bit of the glory, see what face like.
Only to have all of your happiness dashed away. Boom, swipe right, you match. Texas Rangers. It hurts, but it's true. I might just make this whole podcast about bad Bumble and Tinder sports matches. And just pick a team each week or each day and tell you why you might match with this team or the characteristics of this team. Or maybe even make it for athletes. Hey, do you like to travel? Do you like seeing different places? Do you like not staying at one place at one time for too long? Swipe right, boom, LeBron James. Hey, do you like controversy? Do you like drama? Do you like being the best in your sport, but because of your decisions, you get toppled down to the bottom, the lowest of the low? Swipe right, boom, you match Tiger Woods. Hot topics today, guys. I think I just caught on to something. You can do it for players, you can do it for teams, you can do it for cities. Hey guys, do you like being broken up with on a regular occasion and having mostly everything taken away from you? Only to have one thing or one or two things left that you just hold on to, but then they kind of go sour and it's almost as if they don't exist? Swipe right, boom, you're the city of Seattle.
Oh! Mariners and Seahawks kind of suck, guys.
Maybe the Seahawks, they're having a decent season, but it's definitely no Pete Carroll golden age. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. They're going to have to rebuild. I will say they do have fantastic retro uniforms. They need to take advantage of that. I can't poop on Seattle too much. They might be getting, actually might be, they're probably getting an NHL team. So kudos to the city of Seattle, the city that never stops raining. So, we'll see. I really think I'm onto something here, guys. I hope that the people that are listening, which is, you know, easily thousands of you, if not tens of thousands, if not just 10 people, you guys should tell me which team you would swipe right on. Hey, do you like, I don't know, struggling with commitment? Do you like throwing the best thing you had away? Do you like to be scolded on a regular basis and made out to feel like an idiot? Swipe right, boom, Ottawa Senators. That's for my hockey fans out there. That poor team. You're in Canada. You're in the nation that invented the sport, the beautiful sport of hockey. Ottawa Senators are a garbage fire. They're... ownership obviously hates their fans because they're time and time again making just questionable upon questionable decision. But yet, these people keep going to these games, so their fan base is loyal. I'll give them that. I'll do one more for today. I'll do one more Tinder Bumble sports match. Do you like being teased? Do you like it? Do you like being told all the time that this time it's going to be the time? This will be the one time. Do you like that? Do you like having everything that you need? Do you like having everything you need to succeed? Do you like having the support of everyone around you? Do you like that?
Do you like that?
Only to never really make it. Remember that one time, though, when you did, and the city just embraced the absolute heck out of you? Swipe right, boom, Dallas Stars. I said it, guys. It hurts. But this is what love is in sports. There's a lot of bandwagoners out there. Hey, do you like just jumping on any bandwagon? Do you like jumping on the team that's good because they've bombarded all the good players and because some players couldn't beat that team? They said, well, I might as well join them. If you can't beat them, join them. Oh, I've been a fan of this team forever. No, you haven't. Don't tell us that because you're a liar. Swipe right, boom, Golden State Warriors. Bandwagon extraordinaire. So yeah, I think I've struck an idea, guys. I think I have a brilliant idea. I think this might be the best idea that I've ever had, besides actually starting my podcast. So I want to leave you with this. One last thing. Who is your Swipe Right sports team? Who is your Swipe Right sports team? Guys, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. Sorry I didn't fade that in, but whatever. Still getting good at this. If you guys have any questions, at Laces Out Finkel on Instagram, on Twitter, Jeffrey Kaler Fink, K-O-E-H-L-E-R on Facebook. Don't be afraid to reach out. I want your questions. I want your sports Tinder teams. That's the Laces Out Finkel Show.
Bye-bye.